Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are here to talk about the Early Learning Fair. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Would you each please introduce yourself for our listeners?
Sure. My name is Nikki Love, and I am the Community Engagement Coordinator with the Association for the Education of Young Children and the Partnerships for Families and Children.
That's a lot.
It is.
It's a long title. Great. Nikki, thanks for being here today. And how about yourself?
I'm Noelle Dersay. I work for the Juneau School District, and I'm the Family Engagement Specialist.
Tell me a little bit about what each of you do.
Well, I help to coordinate this effort with the partnerships that we commonly call them the PFC. And we do lots of different things. We publish a yearly publication called the Family Pages, and it's all about getting resources to families to help them in their work with raising children. So we connect with about 16 different local nonprofit agencies, including the school district, United Way, Reach Infant Learning, et cetera, and bring these things to the community to help parents know, you know, what's available to them in terms of educational opportunities or just resources.
So that's where the partnership comes in.
Yes.
And how does the PFC collaborate with you and the school district, Noelle?
Well, I'm in the Partnership for Families and Children, representing the school district, because my work with families and creating systems in the school district to partner with families and support families really works well with all of the people that are engaged in the partnership, sharing resources and sharing ideas.
Excellent. You're both here today to talk about the Early Learning Fair, 12th annual, no less.
Yes.
This is a big event for you guys and for everyone involved, and there's a lot of organizations, as you mentioned. Can you tell us a bit about the Early Learning Fair for those who have never heard of it?
Sure. So it is happening tomorrow. It is housed at the Mendenhall Valley Public Library. It's happening from 4:30 to 6:30. It's an open house style format. You can come anytime in that time frame. And there are many resources available. So some of the partners that are coming are Be Smart Gun Safety, Rock Juno, SAIL and STAR, the Census 2020 folks are going to be there, and also Clinkett and Haida Head Start, Noelle from the school district talking about their programs, representatives from the Dolly Parton Imagination Library and from Baby Raven Reads. So it's a whole gamut of resources that are available to families. And also part of the focus is getting kindergarten readiness on parents' minds. So the registration for next fall's kindergarten class, registration day is April 16th this year. And this is a great time to start thinking about that, because there are going to be free vision screenings and hearing screenings. Free immunizations will be offered through our friends at Juneau Public Health. And there are prizes for every child. The whole event is free. There'll be a special story time at 5 o'clock in the children's area. And it's just really, it's pleasant. It's not only, you know, getting to see the access to resources and things, but you get to network and meet with other families and other community members and see how many people are in this with you in this task of raising kids. And the other piece of it is, so, you know, I've mentioned the kindergarten part, but also, you know, it's for ages 3 to 5. So getting ready for kindergarten, getting ready for life, it starts, you know, at day one. So don't think that this isn't for you. If you've got a three-year-old, absolutely come. You're going to learn things and find out things that I think will be really encouraging and helpful.
I know that some immunizations will be available as well as some free screenings, along with all the other things that you mentioned. And I know you want to remind parents to bring shot records.
Oh, yes, please.
So that they can get an immunization right there on the spot if they need one. Is there anything else like that that they would need to bring? For example, for any, can you register for kindergarten there? And if you can, what do they need to bring?
No, actually, you register for kindergarten at your local school.
Okay.
And that will be only after April 16th. So it's just to get started thinking about it, because you will, when you register, need to bring your shot records and your birth certificate.
I see.
And so you can come and talk to me about kindergarten registration, and you can talk to the preschool teachers and some of the other people from the district about any questions before that happens.
Good. Getting ready, getting organized. What distractions will there be for the kiddos while the parents are talking with representatives?
Well, there will be face painting. And it's
excellent.
Not even just a rumor. It's happening. So that we're excited about that one. And there are also activity stations kind of sprinkled throughout the event. And we have volunteers through AmeriCorps who are coming to run them. And their job is really to engage with the kids and involve them in a fun activity while the parents are then able to visit with the different resource tables.
Anything to add to that?
So last year there were crafts and there were there was a block building station and there's games, lots of fun stuff.
Yep. And you don't have to be quiet in the library.
That's right.
You can't be a wild thing, but it's amazing to me. It's a different – I still have to kind of check myself because it's allowed. You're allowed to talk and to, you know, have a good time in there. So that's really
we were
nice.
Very well trained not to talk in the library. It's a hard habit to break. I know this is a popular, well-attended event. Do you guys receive a lot of positive feedback after putting one on every year?
We do. And I think we visit with about 125 families that come through. And, you know, we create relationships, too, that are then a little ongoing. You know, some of the agencies end up working with a family for one reason or another. Also, the screeners, the vision and hearing screenings, they are able to catch some issues and make referrals for children to go and see, you know, to get a more formal screening. And that's been really fantastic because if these things are caught early, it can really, you know, kind of head off some problems in the future. And oftentimes, you know, with this age group, you don't necessarily know that your child has maybe a little bit of a vision issue or a little bit of hearing loss. So, yeah.
What would you say is the most popular booth or station at the Early Learning Fair?
Ooh, I don't know. The prizes, those are popular,
yes.
For sure. It's kind of hard to say. I think it has a lot to do with the group every year. And sometimes, you know, the crafts are really big. And sometimes, like, the more physical activities are big. People linger. I'll just say that. People definitely linger. So I think most things are kind of given a lot of attention.
Do you talk to a lot of parents who have learned something new from attending the fair, something they didn't know was available to them?
Yes. Yeah. And also the connections that they make between agencies. Like, they might have known this or that program was happening, but then at an event like this, they can see, oh, you guys are all collaborating. And not only do you offer, you know, say family night at the Turf, but the library is also offering family nights on Thursdays. And we're all kind of, you know, helping plan these things, you know, with families in mind and trying to create a continuity about information that we're putting out to the community about what's available or, you know, in terms of opportunities or resources.
Anything to add to that, Noelle?
I guess I was thinking it's really great for people to be able to get questions answered there that a lot of people think early on they might like to have their child go to preschool but don't know what the options are. And most of the preschools, many preschools are represented there, the Juneau School District preschools and other preschools. And so even if you're not quite ready for kindergarten and your kid's maybe even not quite three and you're thinking, how do I start the process? And it's a great opportunity to ask questions.
Well, it sounds like it's just a really great resource overall for parents and children. So the Early Learning Fair, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Nikki Love and Noelle Dersay about the Early Learning Fair. It's tomorrow night, 4:30 to 6:30 at the Valley Library, targeted for children ages 3 to 5, free screenings, immunizations available, fun stuff, resources. What's the best place to, or where's the best place to go to get more information?
Well, they could contact me at AEYC 789-1235, or they can always check out our website. It's the JunoFamilies.org website, which has, you know, links to all of the partners, the different resources, the family pages booklet that I had talked about earlier. So either one we'll get them started.
I even found a Facebook page for this event as well.
Yes,
all the information.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much for joining me today and for all this information and for answering my questions. Is there anything else you want to add before we go?
I think that's it. I think you should come and visit us sometime at one of these.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.